Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now it's time to take a trip through the WNYC archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lancet.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System. New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
This week, we're going to take a look at the life and legacy of Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was a political leader, writer, publisher, and entrepreneur. He had a vision of economic independence for his people. He was the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA, the single largest black organization ever. In the 1920s and 30s, the UNIA had an estimated 6 million followers around the world. And Andy, you made a documentary in the early 90s for NPR series Horizons on Marcus Garvey. It ran here in WNYC. How did you become interested in him, and why did you make that documentary?
Well, at the time, I was actively looking for significant historical stories and events that up to that point had had little airing on public radio. But I also wanted to tell a story that still had a good possibility of finding people who were alive who had actually known or seen, in this case, Marcus Garvey. And in addition to his sons, I was able to interview Audley Moore, also known as Queen Mother Moore, a Harlem activist and matriarch and pretty amazing person for decades, as well as UNIA member Amy Gordon. Now, here we have a clip of Marcus Garvey's son, Marcus Garvey Jr., talking about his father at the time of this recording. He was about 60 and president of a UNIA chapter in New York.
The aim of Marcus Garvey was to create a great central nation in Africa that would be so powerful and strong that it could protect Africans all over the world. But Marcus Garvey's great achievement was to make this idea understandable to the masses of African people.
Andy, who was drawn to Garvey and his mission?
Well, Garvey's followers were largely from the working class, and they included formerly enslaved persons, as well as World War I veterans who had been to France and had had a taste of culture without Jim Crow. There was also, at that time, a large number of immigrants to the United States from the Caribbean who found the Jamaican-born Garvey pretty appealing.
Can you tell me a little more about his life?
Sure. Garvey was a printer, a union leader in Jamaica, and he came to this country in 1916, where his efforts to so-called uplift the race through free enterprise were met with skepticism, ridicule, and even sabotage. In the 1920s, he was a target of the young J. Edgar Hoover, and in 1927, he was deported from the United States as an undesirable alien. But we have a recording of Garvey. He made a record in 1921, and here he is delivering the powerful slogan that characterized his movement.
We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of Germany for the German, of Palestine for the Jew, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Movement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the African, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins.
You mentioned Amy Gordon, and you included songs from Amy Gordon. Can you tell folks who she was?
Sure. Amy Gordon was a veteran member of the UNIA, and she hailed from Jamaica, and she remembered some of the organization's songs. She was pretty old when I interviewed her in Brooklyn in around 1990, so my guess is that she has passed on, but her songs were sung straight from memory. We have a clip of her singing one of those pieces a cappella. Let's hear Oh Shine On Eternal Light.
Next one, Oh Shine On Eternal Light. Shine on eternal light to greet our friend each day. Dispel the gloominess.
So she remembered that all from memory. That's amazing.
Right. There's actually four pieces, I think, I put on the website. If you Google Marcus Garvey and WNYC, you should come up with the piece. And she sings them all, and they're pretty moving.
As always, many thanks to WNYC's chief archivist, Andy Lancet. You can find these and other choice bits of WNYC history at wnyc.org/archives/collections. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
When we come back, the tale of a real-life female spy during World War II. Stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.